Hey, Walt here with this week's Patreon plug. I really think you'll enjoy this Tuesday, August 13th release as the all-new Sunday Jeff Show returns. This episode, we play a game called Make Sunday Laugh. Let's hear a couple clips.
This is a douchebag who fucking was like, I didn't do any effort at all.
I saw you were sleeping on the couch when I came in.
This is pitiful, you piece of shit.
At least I didn't get called a piece of shit.
You know, this episode was super fun to make, and I think you'll be able to feel that fun while listening or watching this episode. Who will make Sunday laugh? Will it be Bri?
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Do you want two CDs?
Two CDs, huh?
You want to see these nuts?
These nuts?
Will it be Get'em?
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Deja.
Deja vu.
Knock, knock.
Knock, knock, who?
Knock, knock.
Give it a knock.
Will it be Tom?
You got to go all out. Maybe even use the dildo if it need be.
Jimmy, how far on this do I got to put it in my mouth to get a laugh from you?
Or throw up.
Or will it be me?
Go.
All right, for this knock-knock joke round, I want you to pretend I'm a 10-year-old girl, double amputee, no arms. Knock-knock.
Who's there?
It ain't Susie. Oh, wait, did I tell you my name?
No, get in.
Find out this Tuesday on the TESD Patreon.
Right. Dude, I was like, my kitty was purring.
Let me just tuck this dick back.
Fucking spread mercury on a football of the opposing team. Tell him, Steve Dave.
Hello and welcome to this week's edition of Tell Him, Steve Dave. I sit here at the table with Walt.
Hello.
Via StreamYard BQ.
Hello.
The traffic was too much for him, Walt. Too many beachgoers.
I get it.
Yep.
There's only a few more weeks left of summer. I know people are going to try to squeeze every last little bit of Jersey. You know, we're the butt of all the jokes. But man, why is the fucking traffic so bad? Why is everybody trying to get here?
We gotta get to Jersey, huh? It's where all the beaches are.
Yeah. A fucking hour and 20 minutes to go 28 miles. I was like, I'm going to zoom this one, you know.
Understandable.
Yeah.
I've never been a wall guy, but man, if the governor was ever run on Lake, ever going to build the wall to keep all the New Yorkers out during the summertime, mm-hmm. I might be into it.
Build that wall.
Yeah.
Yeah, the traffic is sucks so hard because of all you guys fucking running down here, soaking up all our sun, and we can't get any of it.
Yeah, but who are you going to fucking sell your framed photos of Bon Jovi to on the boardwalk if we don't fucking come there? Yeah.
Q, last week or the week before, I can't remember, but we took some lumps for mentioning that a former president had been shot.
Yeah, I was surprised to hear that, but yes, we took lumps.
We took some
I think
lumps.
We course corrected well, and we didn't mention it again.
No one can ever say we don't. I think we course correct better than any podcast in existence.
We tuck our little dick between our legs and hide it at the first mention of someone being unhappy. I never saw it with my own eyes. You told me that somebody was unhappy, and I was like, oh, let me just tuck this dick back. Hold on. God forbid we fucking talk about something that you don't like.
Anybody got some extra tape?
I'm about to go to Target for one of their tuck bathing suits.
You don't agree with me 100%.
Well, my point being that even though we took our lumps for that, it wasn't even the biggest controversy this last couple of weeks. The bigger one
really?
Is that Walt liked Deadpool versus Wolverine, or Deadpool Wolverine rather.
Oh, really? Yeah. We did get. I mean,
wait.
Yeah,
a movie that is universally beloved. Somebody has a problem with you liking.
Basically call me a poser, and I thought that I had a higher standard for comic books and the characters in comics. Was just disappointed that one of the most backhanded compliments ever, they said, we know Q has a career to worry about, but you don't. So you should be able to say if you don't like a comic book movie. And I'm like, but I did like it.
Yeah. And by the way, I mean, so did I. like I didn't go on about it to cover up not liking it. I loved it.
I don't want to live in a world that if you were just saying you like Deadpool Wolverine to help your career further. I mean, how's that even? Why would anybody even think that?
I don't know. What career? Like, I'm not in the Marvel movies. I'm not like I got my little corner.
Maybe it could affect him adversely if you were to say something negative about the movie. Like, he went to the premiere.
You don't want to step on any bigwigs' toes. Right, I think that is. Yeah. You know, some people think that you're looking for toes to not step on at every moment, which you got to in this world.
You got to watch the toes.
Yeah, you got to look for toes.
Yeah. there is something about that, but I mean, that doesn't come in the form of like fake raving. Like, it comes in the form of not bashing. You know what I mean? So, yeah, they're wrong. They're wrong. But
I told them, I was like, hey, man, you didn't like it. I did. I don't know what else more you want from me.
Right. What didn't they like about it?
They said they felt that when you boil it down, there is no story. It's just cameos. And you know what? I can get behind that. I can see like if someone's looking for story. But if they're looking for a lot of substance in a Deadpool movie, as far as that character goes, yeah, you're just looking – barking up the wrong tree. That character is not known for like weighty, heavy characterization. It's fun, Bugs Bunny breaking the fourth wall shit. And if you don't like that, yeah, great. I don't care. But I just would never be amped up enough to write an email about it. Someone did like it, though.
Yeah, I think the most offensive part is that he came after you because he thought you were too highbrow to like it.
Yes.
He came after Q because he's like, look, he's just protecting his career. He totally glossed over me.
Yeah, you weren't even mentioned.
I wasn't even a fucking part of it. He's like, Johnson's adult. Of course he liked it. He's a fucking idiot, just like everybody else.
He's a sheep. He's a yeah.
What do you guys think?
It takes a special someone to look at something that is like universally beloved. And not to not like it, that's fine. But like to not look and be like, well, there's something I don't see about it. Because everybody fucking loves it. But I'm right. I'm the one that's right.
No, I don't want to bash the guy because he is a loyal listener and everything, and I'm sure he's not happy that Brian brought this up because I wasn't going to bring it up. But I think he was more mad that he didn't get mentioned in the email. That's why he held on to this one.
Oh, yeah. A week now. It's been a week. I've been like, what's with this fucking guy? I liked it.
But it's okay not to fucking love universally beloved movies. I mean, there's plenty that I don't love that people rave and adore. You know,
like what?
Name a movie that's kind of universally adored.
Story? Like,
yeah, I mean, even Toy Story. I'm like, it's all right, but I'm like, I was never one to be like, oh, we need a franchise on this or.
Back to the Future.
There you go. Back to the Future. Like, it's fine. Right. But, like, I don't fuck my dick doesn't rise and fall on fucking Marty McFly's fucking exploits. Like,
Frank
some.
Five somewhere's like, hey, some of ours do.
I caught a little bit of a this is unsubstantiated, of course, but I know someone who read the new Jurassic Park script and said it's fucking awesome. They're like, They're fixing Jurassic Park with this, I was told.
But there's a franchise. There's a good example of a franchise. I have never been in love. I don't know what you can do after the first one. So I'm very interested to see what on earth you can do different. What new spin you could put on dinosaurs attacking humans.
I got the sense that it wasn't a totally new spin so much as back to basics in an awesome way. Is kind of what I was the vibe I was picking up.
And basics would be dinosaurs eating humans?
I'm guessing they're in the jungle, you know, getting eaten by dinosaurs and shit like that. So, yeah, you know, cool. More of that. But, like, yeah, here you go. You remember this? I don't know. No? You done?
Wait, did I just step on a toe? I'm sorry. I don't care. Pratt, fuck Pratt. The get him out of there.
The big wigs are listening. They don't know what to say. I had a big weekend last weekend.
Did you?
Yeah, like probably what's going to be the biggest weekend of my summer.
Oh, maybe of the last 5 years.
Probably.
Didn't you do two things in one weekend?
Dude, I was worn out.
I know. There was a Q-Watch meet on Thursday. You're like, guys, I'm wiped out. Yeah. I got to wait till Saturday. I did two things over the weekend.
Yeah. Like 4 days of rest is enough. Friday, hung out with our new adult couple friend.
You have a new adult couple friend.
Yep. Yeah. Mary Jane Watson. You know the cosplayer? She dresses up like Mary Jane with the red hair.
I would know this person?
She's coming to the store, I'm sure.
Like, oh, okay. I thought you meant this was like a famous cosplayer. Like,
oh, no.
You
know,
some have.
She's like, well known, but like, she's not like that level. I don't think she's next level.
Like
famous
Doom
cosplayer.
Kitty. Remember? Right. Like, remember Meng used to bring in Doom Kitty?
Yep. Yeah.
Whatever happened to Doom Kitty?
I don't know.
Do these cosplayers age out?
I think you can. I think you can age out. I remember going to a con one time, and there was – I can't remember her name, but it was one of Ming's friends. Little girl, very cute, very pretty, big boobs, the whole thing. And she's cosplaying, like doing all the sexy cosplays. And then she's wondering one day, like, why people are coming to her booth. And I was like
– did you fill her in?
Oh, yeah. I was like, because you're dressed like a fucking Ewok. You're not sexy at all. Like, you're dressed like an Ewok. That's like – look at the guys who are coming up to get pictures with you. They're getting pictures with these Star Wars characters or whatever that, like, you didn't play. You're just dressing up like them. It's like it's Halloween.
Right, but there is an industry built on that though. But yeah. Was she a sexy Ewok?
She wasn't even a sexy Ewok. That was the problem.
Oh, yeah, yeah. If you want to get people to pay attention to you and you weren't in the movie, yeah, you got to show it. You got to flash a little bit of something, right, Q? Or else
– only if you want people to be interested.
And you want to get a picture with you. You know, there's got to be some hook.
Yeah, I could just take a picture with a fucking dog if I want to take a picture with an Ewok. Like, let's get some skin out.
You got it.
So where did you meet this couple?
I've met them a couple times during kind of like said hello, you know, but really met them on the Joker's cruise.
Okay.
Like really started talking and saying hello and all that other stuff. And Mary Beth and Mary Jane stayed in touch.
Is that confusing when you have two Marys? You have to say both names.
Not really, because one is like 7 feet tall and the other one is like 5'2".
She's 7 foot tall?
No, she's not 7 feet tall, but she's very tall. She's a very statuesque woman, Mary Jane. No, because I just call him MJ. Call her MJ and Mary Beth. So Friday, hung out with those guys.
What'd you do?
Lovely evening. Just hung around, had dinner, talked, shot the shit, got to know each other, that sort of thing. Just, you know, conversation.
Really? You don't really like that, though.
I don't, but I didn't mind it because I liked it.
Yeah, what about these people that's so fucking special?
Oh, see, this is where it starts coming out, the jealousy.
what about? Yeah, well, we hung out on Sunday. He came over, Walt, to my place on Sunday, Brian, and we watched a bunch of Nightmare on Elm Street movies, which we got to talk about that fucking scene.
Yeah.
and he's going on and on about these fucking – these new friends of his.
Okay, but what was so intoxicating?
They were drinking, so they got intoxicated. I didn't drink.
No, there was no, there was no, volcano use?
Oh, no.
Oh, really?
No, they have high level jobs. I can't say what, but they have high level jobs that they're not allowed to do that kind of stuff.
Oh, they get drug tested and shit?
Yeah.
Wow. So they can't even have like, wow. That's like, they may not get called upon on like random drug testing.
Probably. Yeah.
Wow, this has got to be a government job then, I would have to think.
Could be. I can't say.
We look at it out of them.
So what did you guys talk about if they're so great to hang out with and talk to?
Tell them Steve Dave stuff. We talked about
– Oh, really?
Talked about their jobs a little
that's
bit.
That's the last thing I'd want to talk about with like a couple.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I would be like – I'd jump in the pool.
Yeah.
With all my clothes on, before I'd want to talk about that at length.
Well, they're not like hardcore. They're listeners, but I can tell they're not like hardcore. Like,
so they're hardcore fans. IJ then.
They're probably more hardcore IJ. Uh-huh. They also went on the View Askew cruise. So like they're out there. There are all these cons and stuff, man. They're everywhere. Dress up and all kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
They travel to Japan and all kinds of places.
She's easy to remember. Yeah. I'll grant her that. Yeah, she's very easy to remember. Mm-hmm. Him, for some reason, I can't pull up the mental image of him. I don't remember.
Yeah.
But
standing next to her, it's tough. Yeah.
Yeah, you're like, well, I mean, there's, I mean, she's pretty attractive. So I'm like, what is that? Your handler? Who is this guy? But it turns out they're what, married?
Yeah, looks that way.
There. Lovely.
And what do you prepare for them? How much effort are you putting into this dinner?
Well, as much as the Japanese place we ordered from.
You didn't grill?
No, we didn't grill.
Oh, I thought you definitely had some steaks.
No, I didn't even think of that. To tell you the truth, I was like, I'll just order. It'll be easier. Yeah, I won't have to. Like, because I came home from doing Tell Him Steve Dave that day, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, on Friday.
Mm.
Yeah.
So. Are you texting him? Do you text him one-on-one, or is it a group text?
I texted him. He texted me, said, hey, thanks for everything, and then I texted him back. But then Mary Beth said she's going to start a group text so we can all be in on it.
Oh,
couples
nice.
Only. Don't even try getting in on the queue.
Is there a follow-up date planned?
No, not yet. I know they're going to be back in the area for Terrific Con, but that's all the way up in Connecticut. Washington.
Washington, D.C.?
D.C., yeah.
It's not that far.
Mm.
No. Like if we want to meet halfway or something, you know, mm-hmm. meet up in Maryland or something like that. Mary Beth loves it, though. She really likes her a lot.
You got your own Five family, it sounds like. Like your own new best friends. Frank mm-hmm. Five and Mrs. Five, people for you to go places with.
Yeah.
To text and have fun and all sorts of fucking fun with.
Yeah, I hear my text go off. I'm like, oh, maybe it's those guys.
Yeah.
But so then that was Friday. Then Saturday went to Monster Mania down in Philly and met the one, the only Henry Winkler, which was more of a thrill than I thought it was going to be.
What kind of line does the Fonz have at this point?
I waited about a half hour.
Okay, that's a respectable line.
It was a respectable line, yeah. I think they capped it at a certain point. Like I was in the overflow area and I waited there for about a half hour, somewhere around there, and then you get brought to the regular line. And he steps out. He's one of these guys. He steps out from behind the table. He's taking pictures. He's talking. He's having a good time.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know he was so old. I think we just. I just looked up. I thought the guy.
You didn't say that, right?
No, I was just. Oh my god! I thought I was old. Look at you. But Walt schooled me that he was 78. Because I thought I thought he was younger when he was in Happy Days. I didn't know he was as old as he was. But 78 years old.
Is older.
Well, if I could be honest with him, mm-hmm. like if I had a rapport with Arthur Fonzarelli, I would be like. I would just say, just try to look a little bit more like Fonz at this point. Mm-hmm. You could do it. He could still pull it off. Get some.
Not
get
like
some,
a bedraggled old man.
Yeah.
Because he's got the wild hair
now. Get that. Get some fucking Just for Men in that fucking do. And I'm telling you, you would look like the Fonz again. He could absolutely, with a minimal amount of effort, he could look fucking. Just as cool as he did in 1979.
You think?
Absolutely. I don't know why his handlers aren't – like somebody in his camp isn't fucking in his ear being like
– I think he's more focused on new stuff. Like he writes books. He writes children's books. He's doing a voice for like Monsters, Inc., the Disney show.
I know, but look
– like that.
But I'm telling you, if you notice it,
mm-hmm.
everybody notices it. And I'm telling you, he could look like the same old Arthur Fonzarelli – with just like a weekend's work worth of effort.
I would feel so – it would be so weird. He's like, hey, whoa. Like, oh, what happened to your hair? Like, why is it jet black?
Oh, I'm telling you. I think he would look marvelous.
Yeah?
Yeah. That's what – like if I could ever get in close with Fonzie, and that's the one thing I would try to – I would broach it very, very tactfully.
Right.
Yeah. Apparently, I'd be like, hey, did you know that I dye my hair?
He'd be like, no. Who are you again? That's cool.
Mine would be just as white as yours, Henry. But it's not. If you notice, it's not.
That's what I should have said to him. In fact, I was going to ask you guys. Actually, I have to ask you guys. What color is my hair?
White.
Is it white?
Yes.
But white, like, he has white hair, like white like this paper.
Yeah, it's just
it's a, not it's blonde. Just, it's not gray. Yeah, it's just, not white.
It's just a more starker white. Yeah.
Is it even so? It's an absence of all color then.
Yeah,
it's just like a sandy white, maybe.
Yeah, like it has some like yellowish to it, a little.
Yeah,
worse.
Yeah.
What's that?
Yours or his?
No, mine. No, his is all white.
Yeah, his is like cotton.
It's candy. Like Santa Claus white.
Yeah. But it doesn't have to be that way, though.
Right.
That's the thing that I just like. I'm like, why? Why? You don't have to do this.
I think now it would be noticeable because you kept it up like through the whole time. Like at no point were we ever like, oh my God, that's fucking a shock of white hair. Like you kept it up. So like it was never noticeable, you know, where it's like if all of a sudden Henry Winkler looks like he did in 73.
2 days in, people would be like, would not even notice. It wouldn't even be jarring anymore.
Do you think he wants to be the Fonz again? Or is he like, motherfucker, I'm 78. Like I don't want to be the Fonz.
That's like saying, do you not want to be Q at 78?
I don't think I want to be Q now.
Or do you want to be like a stuttering, fucking doddering old fucking dope?
Those are the only two options. I mean, if it's 78, they were like, let's fucking, why don't you go out there and be a dickhead in public again? I'd be like, I'll just let me die. Just let me die.
No, I know you, man. You don't want to, you want to be the same cat you were in your 40s that you are when you're 78. I think most people do. They just don't want to let it all just drop it all and don't give no effort.
I mean, you know, you want to evolve as a person and grow as a person, right?
For what?
Yeah, I guess that's a good point. I don't know, like self-discovery, learning new horizons.
But guys
and
like you and Fonzie, though, you were always somebody. For a lot of people, they were never somebody, so that there is no standard. You guys have a standard. You got to keep up to it. If you don't, then you got guys like Brian walking up to you and like fucking jaw drop that you got white hair.
You're like, what the fuck,
I think it's too late, man, for that already. People are like, look at me now and they're like, whoa, how long the show's been on?
No way.
And I'm like, yeah, it's been on a while. It's been on a bit.
No, don't kid yourself.
Now in the if you look at those early episodes, he is right. He looks almost like downright cherubic in some of some like – he's got like a little bit of like a fat face, and he just looks like a little
baby
angel
fat.
Boy. Yeah,
angel boy. yeah. It's now. I'm just now in the phase where people in their early 20s. If I leave my house, this is what I get now: is people in their early 20s being like, "Oh my God, you were my childhood. Oh my God, I grew up watching you. Oh my God, it happened once or twice, like in the past couple of years, but now it is almost 100% what I get are people in their late teens, early 20s being like, "I grew up watching you," and it is an adjustment. It is an adjustment. I'm not gonna lie, but I've made the adjustment. And I'm kind of digging it now. Like it's kind of fun. So I think I'm okay with it, Walt. I think I'm okay with like.
You say that now, but I'm telling you, you're not – I just got this feeling you're not going to be that guy that just lets himself go.
You don't think I've already – that's very nice of you. Thank you.
No way. There's no way. You are definitely – there's a certain thing you could just tell about certain cats. And like Henry could be that cat too. I don't know why he's not, but
– I don't know, man. At like 56, I'm like, fuck it all. I can't imagine 78, like 22 years
but
from now.
But he still looks good, though. Like, but Fonzie still looks good. It's just
right,
it's the jarring fucking
– it's just the white hair.
Stark white hair, yeah, which is like a – the fucking problem solver comes in a box.
You don't think more people would be startled by jet black hair?
I'd rather have a couple of people startled and then some fucking – some of them fucking ladies are waiting in line being like, ooh, he still looks like Fonzie. He still gets me fucking –
Right, but they're also 78.
That's okay. That's all right. They're still younger than him. He's still the only one that gets this fucking kitty wet.
Mm. Yeah. His wife was right there, by the way, when he was signing stuff. I tried to get Mary Beth to say that.
I'm sorry. Even a married man at 78, if he overhears that in his crowd, in his line,
right,
it's still going to give him a fucking little fucking bounce.
It would make
step.
You feel pretty good.
Yeah. He still looks like Fonzie. He still makes this fucking kitty purr.
Mm-hmm. What good it does him, I don't know. I mean, aside from that brief blip of ego boost, yeah, I'm not sure how good it does him.
I mean, I might be saying it if I was waiting in line.
Yeah?
Yeah, if he had dyed his hair. How much did it cost?
It was $35 a person, the ticket.
And you were –
And the selfie was 60.
And you were very – worried about that you had – not worried, but you had some – you put some thought into what you were going to say. You were like, I want to say something, but he's heard a million different things. What am I going to say that's going to be impactful?
And right.
So what did you wind up saying to Arthur Fonzarelli?
I wound up saying I've had since the mid-70s to come up with something new and original that no fan has ever said before, and I wanted to let you know I'm still working on it. And it made him laugh, and he goes, no one has ever said that before.
Oh, that had to put a little bounce in your step too, right?
Dude, I was like, my kitty was purring. Like, I don't mind your hair, Arthur.
Wow.
So yeah,
that's not that much money, $35
for a ticket to the play. No, it was.
Oh, how much was the selfie?
The selfie was $60.
Okay, all right. That's a.
We got two selfies out of it, and then he gave Sage a couple little things that he signed for her. Mm. You know, she looked like she didn't know what was going on.
Well, I can't imagine she's seen an episode of Happy Days.
I don't think so. No, I think she has no frame of reference. Freddie was there. I heard that Freddie was he had people waiting in line for like 5 hours. This is what I hear from –
what's that actor's name again?
Robert Englund.
Yes.
That he had people waiting in line for like 5 hours, and when he finally got to his booth, he only went through 40 people. I don't know if he was sick. I didn't hear if he was sick or just didn't want to do it or whatever, or he's getting older. It's like all these guys, like you see all these people, like the cast of Nightmare on Elm Street. I was like, holy shit. Everybody looks like you forget. The movie was in what, 84?
It was a long time ago.
Yeah. So like the mom is just like, she looks like a grandma, like an older grandma. Heather Langenkamp, you know, the one who played Nancy, she looks like a mom.
I don't know them. Yeah, I've seen the movie once, and I'm not a big fan of the franchise like you guys. I mean, you had maybe if I had known about this fucking what's it called, binge of Nightmare on Elm Street at your house, Q, I would have came up because I'm so out of the loop on Nightmare on Elm Street.
It wasn't planned as a Nightmare on Elm Street as binge. We were just bullshitting, and I don't know how it came up. We were like, fuck it, let's throw it on and see what it was. But it, I mean, they're not, you know. The later ones don't seem like you're missing all that much. No. But we – Walt, it was insane. We watched Freddy vs. Jason as part of this spree. And there's a part in it that was so fucking insane. Like, in retrospect, we were dying laughing at it. Where Kelly Rowland, who is in Destiny's Child, is Freddy's about to kill her friends they pull Freddy out into the real world at Camp Crystal Lake. And he's about to, like, put his knives into her friends. And she's in Destiny's Child. She's a black woman. And she's like, yo, Freddy. He's about to kill the friend. She's like, yo, Freddy. And he turns around and he looks at her. And like Freddy's instant reaction, he goes, oh, how sweet, dark meat. And we're
like, this is 2003.
Yeah, we're like, it's so funny that that's what Freddy like see. Like it's perfect for Freddy Krueger. He is the guy that would turn around and say that. But then he starts moving towards her. He abandons the couple he's about to kill. And he starts moving towards her. But like, in this creepy, like houndish sidestep where he's like sticking his tongue out her and he's going, like, nah, 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 nah. He's like moving towards her all sexy and you're like, oh man. But then she starts teeing off on Freddie and like in a really interesting line goes, what's up with that Christmas feta? What are you, some sort of faggot? She goes, and it's wild. It's wild. And then Freddie, who is a child molester, keep in mind, gets insulted to his core that she called him gay. It's like fucking, it totally throws his fucking game off. Like he can't take it, right, Brian? Like he's just, he's blinkered.
He's knocked back a couple steps, more so than if she hit him with something or had some inside information that could hurt him. He was really put off by the fact that she called him gay.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. It was so weird.
Oh, it was really weird.
Well, you don't think that insult holds as much water nowadays? I think if you went into a prison and you started throwing that around, you might get some pushback.
I might not get out of the prison alive. I don't think so.
Yeah. Yeah, but like he
– hello, Maggot. It's me, Inmate Bry.
I still think that still is a pretty incendiary fucking insult.
Yeah, there aren't many people. People are like, wait, what?
I'm just kidding.
Yeah. Jokes. I got jokes. I got jokes for you guys.
But I maintain that like it is a brilliant piece of character work because like you got to imagine that Freddy Krueger would immediately notice that a hot black chick is black. And then immediately not like being called gay. Like it is in line with the type of person that I imagine Freddy Krueger to be. So it was like, wow, it's fucking wild. How it was just, I haven't seen anything like it in a long time. It was funny.
But all those 80 slasher icon monsters, out of all of them, he would be the only one that would notice because I feel like Jason would not see skin color. He just sees a victim. Right. Who's the other big 80s slasher?
Michael Myers.
Michael Myers again. I don't think it would register. I mean, also none of these guys talk other than Freddy, though, right?
Right. Only Freddy talks and quips.
Right. Well, maybe Pinhead, but even he is like, he's not dropping judgmental shit on anybody.
He's like a super serious guy.
Yeah, yeah, in the grand scheme of things, Pinhead's seen so much heinous shit. I don't think even calling him gay is going to fucking matter. Yeah.
I'll tear your rectum apart.
Oh man, it's a really funny. So I'm sure we can't be the fucking only. It's got that clip's got to be on the internet, right?
It's got to be there somewhere. Like, yeah.
Yeah.
Do you feel the 80s iconic horror characters are it's about time to start rolling them back out onto screens and shit and utilizing them more? I feel like they've gone
away.
So.
I think they should, yeah. First of all, Robin Englund's still alive. Like, let's get him in there. You know what I mean? Like, it's not a heavy lift to do Freddy. It's mostly just like leering and, you know what I mean? Let the special effects do the work. He's alive. Get him in there. Get Jason back. Like, yeah, where are all these guys? Like, let's fucking go.
Do you think there's still some money to be made off of making those movies in this day and age, or do you think that horror has pass them by, much like my beloved Universal Monsters? You know, they don't seem to be they seem to be in the same kind of limbo right now, I think, the 80s slasher monsters.
I'm not sure that that's the perfect comparison because, like, that, yes, the Universal version of those monsters may have fallen out, but they're still making Dracula films. They're still making Frankenstein films, you know? They're just not using that version of the characters. So, yeah, I think horror's on. Yeah, I think slasher is going to come back because, like, I think with the rise of practical effects being something that people are interested in again, and people love those Terrifier movies and how bloody and gory they are and shit like that, and people are taking notice. So I think the time is right for like those type of films to make a comeback and those characters to make a comeback. Cheap to make, you know what I mean? People love to watch them. Why not, man? I would go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's been a while.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the last ones would have been the Halloweens.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know
that
about
I didn't care for.
And I didn't – the guy who was in – the guy who played Rorschach was Freddy.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, Jackie LaRoe. That was awful.
That was awful. Was it his fault, though?
It was awful. No, it wasn't his fault. It was, I mean, it was his fault in so much that he wasn't Robin Englund, but yeah, it wasn't that. It went, they went so far with the child molesting stuff that it actually made the movie uncomfortable to watch for me. Like, yeah, they, there was
they
no
hardcore with it.
Yeah, it wasn't like he's a child murderer, wink. It was like, nah, he fucked those kids, man. He fucked them pretty hard. It was like, oh,
well,
I don't really want to watch
him a monster,
this.
Though?
Yeah, that and the knife fingers, you know? I mean, why don't we just lean into the knife fingers? Yeah, I didn't enjoy it for that reason. You know, so, I'd rather a bad, schlocky horror movie than a well-made one that's exclusively about child molestation. Yeah.
You know, I hipped Jimmy the Hair Guy to something about Freddy Krueger that he didn't know. And I don't know if you guys know this. Do you know who Freddy's father is?
What's a hundred?
A hundred maniacs, right?
Yeah, 100 maniacs who gang raped a nun in a mental institution.
Yeah,
yeah. That's Amanda Krueger. What part was that in? Was that in part?
That was four? Dream Master. Yeah. I mean, they talk about it in three, but in four they show it to you.
Yeah, she gets locked in with all these nuts and stuff.
And I'm surprised that Jimmy didn't know that, but we were talking about Freddy Krueger comic books, and I dropped that, and he was just like, "Oh fuck." Just go back and text. Oh fuck! I was like, that's hardcore, man. That's a cool fucking. Yeah. Well, I don't know. That cool might not be the right word. That's a fucking vile, sinister origin, though.
Yeah,
that's a fitting of a fuck. You know what? You're not going to see in those characters, and they shouldn't. Is try to give them a backstory that you kind of like sympathize with them, like fucking like what Star Wars does and everything. Is like, well, I don't know if he's really a villain. You know, it's
well, that's what Rob Zombie's Halloween did. It gave the kid like an abusive backstory. So when he becomes Michael Myers, it's hard not to sympathize with the kid who was treated like shit and turn him into that.
Let's keep the heroes heroic and let's keep the villains fucking.
Yeah, just like how the fuck did this happen? Yeah, how did they become so evil?
Black and white, no gray.
Right. Couldn't agree more. Let's see. We got some spots here. We'll do Blue Chew first. Blue Chew, summer. Our next sponsor needs no introduction. You've seen the ads. You've heard us talk about it a million times. And I bet there's a big part of you, pun intended, that wants to try it. What are we talking about? It's Blue Chew. That's right. This isn't your grandpa's blue pill. I don't know what my grandpa's blue pill was. Probably like amphetamines or something. This is the one, the OG chewable tablet for better sex. Blue Chew is a unique online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra, Cialis, and Levitra, but at a fraction of the cost and in a chewable form. The process is simple. Sign up at BlueChew.com, consult with one of their licensed medical providers, and once you're approved, you'll receive your prescription within days. Blue Chew tablets are made in the USA and prepared, shipped, and directly to your door. And the best part is it's all done online. You don't have to go to the doctor's office. You don't have to go to the pharmacy. And you can take them anytime, day or night, so you can plan ahead and be ready whenever an opportunity arises. Blue Chew wants you to have better sex. Discover your options at BlueChew.com. They always say first impressions are important, but what about lasting impressions, right? You want to go in there half-cocked, so to speak.
Yeah. That could be the difference between a second or first date.
Mm-hmm.
Or wait a minute.
Yeah. No, this is a nasty, naughty girl. It's the first date.
Well, you might not get her to agree to a second date.
If you're not ready to go,
if you show up, you know. Sloppy.
Yeah, if you show up sloppy, no, girl's not going to want that.
Dirty girls don't want a noodle dick, man. Yeah. They need it.
Blue Chew wants.
They need something to work with.
Blue Chew wants the entire country rock hard. They said that's their mission. They will not stop.
I don't
until
agree with that.
Like
we don't need
house.
The whole country rock hard.
You're talking Freddy Krueger type shit, then, man. people won't know where to go to
there's
stick it.
There's a segment in society that needs their fucking balls chopped off.
They need the opposite of Blue Chew. You're right. Many of them are in prisons right now. Yeah. They've got a special deal for listeners. Try Blue Chew free when you use the promo code
TESD
at checkout. Every guy on earth having a hard-on.
There's a terrifying outlook for the world. But the female population is just like
– like we couldn't go anywhere. Like you can't go to the beach. You can't go to the mall.
I think they deal with that anyway. I think that's their reality anyway.
Lately, they just see hard-ons where there are none.
Yeah, because like maybe not every dude has a hard-on, but certainly enough have them. You know what I mean? And they're coming their way, you know?
Try Blue Chew free when you use the promo code TESD at checkout. Just pay $5 shipping. That's bluechew.com, promo code TESD to receive your first month free. Visit bluechew.com for more details and important safety information. And we thank Blue Chew for sponsoring this podcast.
Real quick, I didn't want to talk about it while we're doing the Blue Chew ad, but do you guys remember how prevalent pills to make your member grow bigger were at a certain point? And they just kind of went the way of the dinosaur. Mm-hmm. I guess they didn't work, huh?
I'm thinking they probably didn't work. Those those gas station and bodegas that you used to visit to get your hard on pills.
And shit.
Yeah.
What happened to Extends?
I don't know. They were everywhere for a while, though. You're right. Yeah.
You just don't see any ads for it. Nothing. It's like maybe it's as if the FDA fucking maybe was like, you can't do this. Yeah. You can't fucking sell a product that doesn't fucking actually do anything.
It's weird. Yeah, the FDA is really weird. Like people will put shit out like that K2 stuff and the FDA like – doesn't do anything about it, then it turns out it causes like seizures and hallucinations and all this other shit. There's this stuff called Kratom that I see advertised at gas stations, and it's, supposedly it gives you like a heroin high.
Whoa.
It like feels like a heroin high. And I'm like, how do these products make it past the FDA?
Is that for truckers so they can stay awake?
Probably, yeah, I would imagine. Mm. Although, I mean, if you're a trucker, you probably want like the real stuff. You probably want Adderall or Coke or meth or something. That you don't have to buy at a gas station. Not like
not,
you know,
not horny, not that, horny goat weed.
Not horny goat weed or that that what was that thing that the 5-hour energy drink? Is that it? They still have them, right?
Yeah, I think they're still out there.
Yeah.
Speaking of FDA, I had something that a story that I saw that I wanted to get your guys' opinion on. Have you seen this new sports league where you slap people into submission?
Yes.
Yeah.
Have you seen this?
It's usually like huge Russian guys, right?
Yeah.
I don't know what state is allowing these competitions to go on when you see the footage of people. It has to be causing massive brain bleeding.
When it's a sport where you have to have a couple guys ready to catch you if you get knocked down.
Which is almost always the case. How is this legal? And who wants to see someone – like slapped into unconsciousness? Like who is getting off on that?
Yeah, it's not like MMA where it's like, okay, it's barbaric, but you know, it's a
you
fight.
Sit there with it's your arms at your side and allow yourself to be slapped as hard as possible to move your brain, because that's what causes you mm-hmm. to go unconscious. Your brain hits your skull,
right?
And you just fucking fall to the ground. And someone has to catch you. And how is this legal?
I don't know. What's it called? Do you know?
I just can't imagine. And there, and that guy who is into the fighting, the owner of MMA, he calls it the new up power slapping.
Power slapping.
He's called it the new sport. Like it's the most popular sport on the rise. Like this is going to overtake a lot of. Like it's going to overtake a lot of other sports to become one of the more popular sports in America.
I don't get it. I do not get it.
It is fucking brutal and just yeah. – I don't know the – like I don't want to be in the same auditorium with dudes who are fucking getting off on seeing someone fucking slapped into unconsciousness.
Because you're going to get slapped next.
Yeah. Let me ask you this, because when I was in Vegas, I saw an advertisement for the same thing. It was power slap. But it was big booty Latino girls slapping each other's on the butt, and they were taking.
You know what? There's no brain hemorrhaging in that. I'm all for that.
Yeah,
I'd get in the ring.
We could see if Dave could sponsor a team.
Oh wait a minute! But it's not slapping each other's booties; it's slapping a dude.
It is.
Oh, okay.
No! The girls they take turn bending over.
But
and
how did someone win that though?
I think we all win that.
No, but how did the two participants win, though?
I don't know. I only saw the advertisement for it. I didn't look into it. But I'm willing to do the research, Walt. I'll come back with some answers.
So there's Power Slap, The Road to the Title. I guess that was on what does it say here? TBS? TBS Network, yes. And
home to Impractical Jokers.
Yes. The show is executive produced by Power Slap's owner, Dana White, who's the MMA guy. It was due to premiere on January 11th, 2023, but was delayed a week after White was filmed slapping his wife in a Mexican nightclub at a New Year's Eve party. What's with this guy and slapping people, man?
I am sorry, though. Like, we can't have hard tackles in football, but yet on another channel, we could turn the channel and see someone fucking helplessly knocked unconscious. That, and it could be absolutely face down the line horrendous health issues by having like CTE.
Yeah.
It doesn't make any sense.
What about boxing and UFC? Isn't it all the same? Couldn't you say that about anything?
I just feel this is even more egregious in terms of allowing an injury to happen because you have some sort of defense.
Right.
Here you're defenseless and you are just sitting there and allowing yourself for whatever money they're given, for whatever they get for a bout, which I can't imagine is much, to absolutely, positively have some sort of brain issue, I think. I don't think there's any way around it unless your skull case is so dense. How on earth can you not step out of that ring and not have some sort of issue that's going to pop up at some point? Yeah. Long-term CTE is fucking a real thing. I don't understand how this is legal.
That's what it's saying here in the neurologists. It's licensed in Nevada, so I guess that's where they do everything from. But yeah, neurologists are saying that the show's a recipe for disaster due to how impact of the head from an angle can cause rotational forces on the brain, leading to hopefully temporary but sometimes permanent disruption to brain function and even more serious complications.
I mean, this could really only last until there's the first catastrophic injury, and that would probably be coma or death. And then it can no longer go forward because who on earth – what fucking Roman gladiator shit are we fucking doing if we're watching people just see – well, how much slapping can I take before I have to fucking just succumb to the fucking my brain being fucking pounded around my skull?
Oh, there's pay discrepancies in the Power Slap League. The initial offers for fighters could be as low as $2,000 for both participation and victory.
That fucking emergency room visit the night after you get slapped into unconsciousness is going to cost more than that fucking payday. Right? It's insanity.
Yeah, it's a very strange event.
Because at least in these other where you have CTE type of sports like Q-set boxing or the MMA, you are able to defend yourself and you're just not sitting there defenseless where you have no way of shielding a blow that could be fatal, I would think. It's beyond words that this is something that can be legal.
In an interview before the show aired, Dana White said, in slap, they take 3 to 5 slaps per event. Fighters in boxing take 300 to 400 punches per fight. And guess what? You know what my answer to that is? If you don't fucking like it, don't watch it. Nobody's asking you to watch this. Oh, you're disgusted by it? Watch The Voice, says Dana White. Wow.
I never watched The Voice, but I'm not saying – I just can't believe that there are people who are willing to do this though.
Mm-hmm. Like, because you have to – it says here that it has to be like below the eye but above like the jawline.
Oh, okay. So there are rules.
So there are rules. But that doesn't mean that somebody's aim is going to be true.
Look,
I get it. Like, I know he's calling me a fucking – a wet kitty, but
– He is.
I just can't believe that there are other people who are so bloodthirsty – who are so fucking amped up to see somebody violently knocked out that they're like, oh, I don't like boxing because they can defend themselves. I want to watch a defenseless fucking guy get knocked out. That's what I want to pay to see. I just love the way they go lifeless. The way they drop, man, you could do anything to them in that state. I don't get it. And there's a, you have to see the other thing in sports news that I fucking blew my mind. You see about this fucking young girl who was a chess player?
No.
She wanted to win this chess tournament. So she wanted to win it so badly, she got caught fucking smearing mercury on her opponent's chess pieces to get her sick
Holy
to drop out
shit.
Of the market.
Oh, my God. Really? How old is she?
She's probably like 18.
She's got to be from Russia, right? That's not an American.
Yeah, those Russians love to fucking use mercury.
Yeah, they love to win chess too.
And you think now you say they always get caught too, but I don't think of myself. You know what? They probably only get caught probably 2 out of fucking 20 times I use mercury on somebody.
Yeah, there's lots of mercury poisonings I've done unexplained.
I mean, could you imagine the fucking guy who was like, "What is that on the chess pieces?" we got to test this, and then like, yeah, it came back, it's mercury. What the fuck do we do? Like, we got to sit her down and be like,
"Oh, she's got to go to jail."
Oh, without a doubt. But it's like,
oh no, this lady. Like, this was an older lady. It was a 40-year-old chess coach.
Okay. She was a coach.
Yeah, she was accused of trying to poison her rival, 30-year-old.
You know what? They called Belichick a cheater. You know, at least he never fucking spread mercury on a football that the opposing team was throwing around. But how badly do you want it, Q? That's really – you want it bad if you want really to fucking
– Yeah. I don't know how you want it more than you want to be not the type of person that poisons other people. Like, to me, that would be way more important than winning a fucking stupid chess game.
Have you ever wanted something so bad in your life that you're like – mercury.
No. That's an interesting question. Maybe there are things that I wanted bad enough to kill for him, but I couldn't even name that. But definitely not mercury. You know?
Well, I think
it's so insidious.
I think the excuse will be, or the defense will be, well, I didn't want to kill her. I just wanted to make her have to go get sick enough to drop out.
Well, good enough for me. fucking maniacs.
That's what a lot of fucking – like, you watch a lot of Forensic Files, but did you ever notice a lot of fucking Mensa people who murder, they use poisoning as a preferred method of choice?
Women and really smart people,
Yeah, they always fucking go to poison. And you know why?
Doctors.
Because they're so non-confrontational. Like, they don't want to get their hands dirty, so they fucking use poison like a fucking – like, as Dana White would call them, they fucking go watch The Voice if you're not fucking
use a gun,
a gun or a knife. All right, let's see. We got some spots here, boys. We got more.
Yeah.
For most of the year, fancy underwear technology sounds unnecessary. Breathable, quick dry, moisture wicking, anti-odor overkill. But then the summer hits, and suddenly steaming beads of sweat are forming slimy pools in places they shouldn't. Suddenly breathable, quick, dry, moisture-wicking, and anti-odor sounding pretty damn essential, aren't they? Summer's coming fast. Well, summer's here. And you need to be prepared with MeUndies. MeUndies has something for every guy this summer. Their micromodal fabric is breathable and comfortable.
Oh, micromodal is back.
It's back in the ads, yeah.
Ooh-wee.
Especially with the ball caddy with its special pouch to help you bat winging. MeUndies has a cut for every guy's butt, over 10 different styles, ranging from boxer briefs to jock straps to our special pouch underwear called Ball Caddy that keeps you from bat winging ever again. I got to say, like, I love MeUndies. I wear them every day. That's the only underwear I wear. But I don't have a real bat winging problem.
I think it's such a gross term. I wish they would fucking eliminate that from the ad. I don't see how that's fucking helpful in selling underwear. It just makes me want to fucking just cringe and not listen to the ad.
Yeah, I don't like bat winging. Let's try to change that to something else. These cuts come in over 100 different colors and prints ranging from black to all over dinosaurs. MeUndies' signature super soft micromodal fabric is breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all day wear. If you need more, even more breathable and summer proof, check out the Move Me line with Breathe Fabric, which has moisture wicking and anti-odor technology. Perfect for working out or just keeping you cool on those sweltering days.
And I've seen a lot of bats. You know, I've been to zoos, seen a lot of documentaries about bats. Never once did I see bat wings and thought, man, those look like my balls.
Never?
Never.
Say it out loud in front of everybody.
The dark bat wing of the zoo.
Bronx zoo. Hey, Dad, don't those look like my balls?
Oh, my God. I'm bat wigging right
in
now.
In the summer, I mean, in the summer.
Let's see. Problem-free philosophy. If you're not happy with your first pair of undies, it's on MeUndies. So summer is here. Be prepared with MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/TESD. That's MeUndies.com/TESD for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in. We have one more. I'll wait on that for a little bit. But we also have a
– we got an aunt.
An aunt who's asked us to read some copy here. Q.
Yeah.
Our friend Tommy Lincoln up in Syracuse has a design agency and art gallery. And in celebration of 10 years in business, he's throwing an art and design conference on September 6th. They're going to be having slap fights. Tommy has been helping Tom Steve Dave behind the scenes with artwork, websites, Patreon, and hand jobs for the last 8 years. Oh, hand jobs? What? I didn't approve that. For the last 10 years of his company, Stay Fresh has been creating artwork, shooting photography, and building online experiences for clients both nationally and locally in central New York. And now he's bringing some of the people that have inspired him and he's worked with over the years to Syracuse to share them with his local art and design community. He's bringing in designer and illustrator Jesse Hernandez, also known as Urban Aztec. Now, we're not cool, so we're not going to know these names.
I think those are popular names in the graffiti
I believe
industry.
You're right.
Yeah, like they usually would be bigwigs, but so we don't run in those circles.
No. Did you ever graffiti anything?
I've never graffitied anything. I don't have that urban style.
I'm like
they say I have white vanilla style.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know why.
That's what they're saying about you.
I don't have the flair to do fucking though, that cool.
You don't have the streets in you.
Yeah.
It's not running through your blood.
I don't have that flair that those guys have in the city and when they tag something.
Yeah.
Yeah. They it looks cool. I could never do
it
that.
It does look cool. Yeah.
Yeah. I would just draw like fucking Homer Simpson or something corny and shit. And you'd be like, oh my God, look at that.
Let's get this guy out of our groove. Yeah. He doesn't even deserve a nickname. Artist and creative genius behind Retro Go-Go, Doug and Kristen Pagash, and artist 1000 Styles. And from Patreon, Laura Goldfarb. Laura is actually the head of top creator management and has worked with Walt and Tommy on the Patreon pretty much from its inception. So there will be some Tom, Steve, Dave discussion there. It's a day full of talks and workshops followed by an after party with dinner catered by Dinosaur Barbecue and music from a local garage and surf rock band. Tommy's fellow TSD AV Club member Chuck Staton is actually going to be there filming all
Chuck's
day and hanging out.
There?
Chuck's going to be there, it says. So if you're into some pretty cool art and design stuff and you live near Syracuse, check it out. Head over to Tommy's website, stayfresh.design/shop. It says to check, snag tickets and more info. I don't know what that means. Probably to get tickets and more info. You probably didn't mean to.
What does Dinosaur Barbecue mean?
I think that's the name of the restaurant.
Yeah.
That's
catering. Oh, okay.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's very good up there. That Syracuse location is fucking awesome. I've been there a few times at that Dinosaur Barbecue.
Okay, we got one more. Might as well knock this one out. This is Raycon.
Knock it down.
This is Raycon. This is easy because we love them. It says, please personalize by sharing your favorite part of back-to-school shopping as a kid.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah.
The mall, just getting dropped off at the mall with $25. Mm. You know, trying to make that stretch.
Yeah, right.
It's a fucking five outfits.
The Trapper Keepers. You guys, Trapper Keepers was a little after you guys, right?
No, we still had Trappers.
You had Trapper Keepers?
Well, we had loose leaf binders.
Sure, those I had too, but Trapper Keepers were like the hip version of it.
I don't think that was our era. Yeah, we might have missed
it. Yeah. Man, Trapper Keepers took over. Like everybody had their own individual one. Everybody like wanted a Trapper Keeper that spoke to themselves. You could custom make them and shit like that. It was fun.
Did they have any licensed characters on the Trapper Keepers? Like movies and cartoons?
Yeah.
Oh,
sure
shit.
Did. They got
which
your Batmans,
you have?
Your Supermans. Actually, I don't think I had a licensed one. I think I just had like a blue one with some stripes on it, some shit like that.
Sounds very vanilla.
Yeah.
White vanilla.
I wish I could.
You're no graffiti artist.
No, that's true. I'm not. But yeah, but I was excited about them Trapper Keepers.
The one thing I don't remember is getting headphones to go back, but it's a different world.
Oh, yeah.
Earbuds. You know, now you need them for your computers in school and on the bus so you don't have to listen to everybody. Even though we're not to school and even though we're not in school anymore, back to school shopping is still exciting. Something you get back into a routine that is oh so comforting, especially when you're picking out those items you're going to be using every day. An absolute must-have for this fall, Raycon's best-selling everyday earbuds. I use them all the time. They sent me a pair of the everyday earbuds. I use them at night, so I don't hear my tinnitus or whatever it's called, tinnitus. I wear them outside, like when I'm working on the pool or doing shit outside. I wear them all the time. You don't got to ask me to wear them. They feature active ergonomic design, multi-point connectivity that lets you pair with two devices at once, and active noise cancellation. They're available in a variety of vibrant new colors to complement any and all skin tones. I prefer black, even though they're the hardest to find. I really should get a brighter one, like when you put them down. 32-hour battery life, quick charge function, 10 minutes yields 90 minutes of battery. That's pretty good. Has awareness mode, active noise cancellation, three customizable sound styles, weatherproof, sweat-resistant earbuds, earbud tap functions, reduce discomfort when using them. So if all that sounds good to you, Raycons are going to sound even better. Seriously, the quality on these guys rival some of the biggest names in premium audio. And if you're not convinced, Raycon offers a 30-day happiness guarantee for very easy returns. Go to buyraycon.com/TESD today to get 20 to 40% off site-wide. That's right. You'll get up to 40% off everything on Raycon's website when you go to buyraycon.com/TESD. That's buyraycon.com/TESD. And even on Sunday after watching the Freddy's with Q, my weekend still wasn't over. I still had Monday, which was a full day of Patreon stuff, which was pretty fun.
What was Monday?
Monday we did Sunday Chef.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yes.
Sunday Chef was very fun. So we did Sunday Chef, and then I took Mary Beth for our fourth anniversary to go see Marilyn Manson, something that I wasn't really stoked about. I'm not a big Marilyn Manson fan. Like I told you, I was texting with Walt, and I said I knew probably like 4 of the 13 songs that he played. I'm not real caught up on Manson.
Do you remember the Urban Myth Q?
What, he had like ribs taken out to suck his dick? Was that it?
Yep, that was it.
Yeah, or all the girls he raped, which was the urban myth that wasn't he the one? Oh, yeah.
I said that to Mary Beth. I was like, "What about all these stories you hear about him? You sure you want to see him?" She's like, "It's Marilyn Manson." So I guess he gets a pass.
Yeah, that's
it's
what I'm
like,
saying.
It's Ron Jeremy. Like, what do you think is going to happen?
Yeah, now, I guess. I never bought his act. It always looks so corny to me.
Oh, you know? I have to say, but this is good. This is like a great example for some ants who are ready to write some emails about me liking things and they don't like them. But I do like his shtick. Yeah. I like that pale powder white what's it called, contacts. The freakish way he looked and how jarring he was, and he had one really great song, "The Beautiful People."
Sure,
but I'll ask you this though: like, if that myth that really should have been dispelled quicker, because how hard would it be? How much doctor shopping would you have to do before you found a doctor who'd be like, "Yeah, doc, I want to remove a couple of my ribs so I can suck my own dick," and he's like, "All right, let's schedule you for surgery." Like, what doctor is going to do that?
What doctor would believe it? It's like, bro, you're a major rock star. How many girls will do this? Why do you want to do it yourself?
Probably in L.A. or Florida you could find someone
There's doctors who would do this?
Yeah, I do. I do this thing.
But
they
could not book it in a hospital then.
Yeah, but some of these places, with the money he makes and the money he spends, they have private clinics and stuff like that. Why would they say no? Why wouldn't they be like, fuck, man, this guy wants to pay me six figures.
Because they swore a Hippocratic oath to fucking do no harm, and you're fucking removing ribs just to fuck if someone can blow themselves?
I mean, my dad had a bunch of ribs taken out due to cancer. He seems all right.
Are you sure?
Yeah. Have you seen him lately? What's he up to?
Unfortunately, like the ribs are on the upper part. Like, he didn't even get some fun dick sucking powers out of it or nothing like that. Oh, that'd be funny if it was all a fucking cover.
But can you imagine, like, he has to have other people in the room, though, if this is a private clinic, and the nurses and the anesthesia. The person who gives the anesthesia, they'd be like, why is he having his ribs removed? What's the medical procedure? And the doctor has to like come up with some reason other than he's going to blow himself?
He's like, no, I don't think he has to. I think he's like, nurse, you want that paycheck this week? All right, scalpel.
There are people with fucking scruples, Q. Money is not going to buy all of them.
They don't work in the fucking industry? Plastic surgery industry in L.A. and fucking, you know, they just don't. They're making these poor women walk around looking like fucking cats and wolves and shit, you know? And that's their faces. Why the fuck wouldn't they take out a rib or two?
Because how do they know he won't have a need for those ribs at a certain point? It'll be detrimental to him as he grows older.
I don't think they give a fuck. I think they're like,
you know,
whatever.
He can flop over, you know, if he takes a curve, takes a hard turn, he could be flopping all over the place while he's driving without those ribs.
Well, fucking, if you want this, the doctor and the nurses, they'll be at the bank cashing the fucking check.
Oh, come on. You're so jaded. You got to get out of Hollywood and come to fucking.
You think Hollywood? I'm on Staten Island as we speak. You don't think that, like. I mean, just the fact that there's even like a plastic surgery industry like that out there is like not indicative that people will. Breast implants for years were poisoning women's bodies, and they were like, "Yeah, they're safe. Let's put them in."
Yes, that is a good argument. That's a stronger argument, but I do think the plastic surgery industry wasn't created though with this kind of vapid requests, you know. I don't think that's what made people go.
It's probably like World War I, where the guys are coming back disfigured and shit.
Yeah, I think it was a more worthy, more honorable, sure. Service or medical industry. I agree. It has been fucking hijacked, but to do some pretty fucking stupid and useless shit. But I still don't think. You could get a doctor to sign off. I'm going to remove these ribs.
They have – aren't there stories of like doctors putting in butt implants for women and they're filled with sawdust and shit like that?
That's in Mexico though.
And that's usually unlicensed people. They put like cement mix and stuff in their butts.
Yeah, those aren't doctors.
Sure, but my point is that there are people that will do this stuff in the world. Just because they're north of the border doesn't mean that they're suddenly not going to be like, I'll take out some ribs. Yeah.
Think Marilyn Manson had to go south of the border to get those ribs taken out?
No, that's what I'm saying. I don't think he had to go fucking 20 feet from his house if he didn't want to. Yeah, no.
Wow. Yeah. I don't think
it's true. I don't think he did it, but I do think if he wanted to, he could get someone to take his ribs off.
Yeah, I think there are people out there that would do it. There's some pretty shady,
unscrupulous doctors.
Some shady doctors out there, yeah, that are like, you know.
And do both ribs have to come out of one side, or do one rib on each side?
I don't know. It's a great question. I would imagine
how many ribs
one
do
on
you
each
have?
Side.
Get them. 12. Well, you could speak.
12, I believe. I'll check.
It's his first on mic contribution since the trial, Q.
Wow. Let's see if he's correct.
Typical human thoracic cage consists of 12 pairs of ribs.
So can you survive with just 10 of them?
So you're only removing one set, one pair.
We don't know.
There's 24 ribs.
Okay. So you want
– There's 24 ribs.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I would say probably. Yeah. I'm sure there's people who have been born with congenital defects that so they don't have a full rib cage.
All sucking their own dicks, no doubt.
and for the longest time, people thought women had less ribs than men because of the Bible.
But that's not true.
It's not true.
So could – if a woman had her ribs removed, could she, you know, lick her kitty?
Let's hope so.
That would be a new fucking porn fucking sensation, right? I'm sure there actually are some gymnasts that probably can, right?
There's got to be, yeah, I would imagine.
I hope so. Yeah, I don't want to live in a world where that doesn't happen.
Let's see that in the Olympics. Forget breakdancing.
Just rolling around like fucking potato bugs licking their own fucking boxes. I'd watch. I can't lie. I'd be like, I gotta, that's appointment viewing.
So how long was the Marilyn Manson concert?
The actual show is probably – well, we got there for a band that – I told you it was called Slaughter, but it was actually a band called Slaughter to Prevail, which it's one of those like screamo-type bands where I'm like, I cannot understand a goddamn word this guy is saying. And they were on for probably like a half hour, and then Marilyn Manson came on. And I would give him a good like probably close to an hour.
Is everybody there to see him?
There were a lot of people there to see Manson because we didn't stay for the main band.
He wasn't the main band?
No, he wasn't even the main band. He was
the main band?
Five Finger Death Punch.
Whoa.
Who I was not familiar with.
Is that kind of like Limp Bizkit shit?
I don't know. To tell you the truth, I'm not sure.
You didn't stay for it?
No, we didn't stay. We left.
Oh, wow.
Because she didn't know who they were, and I don't like seeing bands where I don't know any of the songs.
You didn't want to just like sample a little bit and see if you liked it?
Nah.
You want to fucking grow and maybe...
Dude, I had a rough weekend. I was hosting. I was talking to Arthur Fonzarelli.
It's like, Ryan, wake up. Manson's on. Uh-huh.
It almost was. Because the actual show, I got to say, like if Manson is listening right now, you can't totally backlight yourself and put smoke on the stage because you can't see shit. Like that was what would be my one big complaint. Like the sound quality, especially for the first band, I was like, I can't hear guitars. I can't hear anything. It just sounded like noise. And then when Manson came on, the sound was a little better, but they had all these like not crosses, but they were like shapes. Like they would look like crosses. Kind of
TVs.
No, they didn't have any TVs.
TVs shaped as crosses. That's what he used to do.
Oh, really?
Like his stacks of TVs and then across.
Oh,
TVs.
No, these are just like the cross things. And then these big white flashing lights behind him. So it's like most of the time you couldn't see them. And we weren't far away. We were pretty close.
Did he come out on stilts?
Nope, didn't come out on stilts. Nope, but he did wear like certain hats that he wore from different eras, I guess, like the motorcycle cap era.
I'm sorry, man. You got to see the hat version rather than the stilt version. You got fucking gypped.
That's what Mary Beth said. She goes, I liked it. I really liked it. She goes, I think I would have loved it 10 years ago.
Yeah, when he was at his prime, he could get on the stilts. When he could get up on the stilts.
Yeah, he's like, I'm not walking. Like he did have those big chunky boots though. He's still wearing them around. And he still has like, you know, the makeup and all that and the contacts and all that stuff. And I do like that too. I do love that horror aspect of it. It's just the music I'm not like really familiar with. She was. She knew every song. She's singing along. She's dancing.
At least
dancing.
She can understand his words too, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a big plus in my book.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The first guy, I was just like, fucking forget it. If someone were to say, I'll pay you to fucking decipher one lyric. One lyric. I would be like, I'm sorry. I'd like the money, but I can't. Yeah. And then our next show is going to be there anyway. It's supposed to be Rob Zombie again.
Yes. I think we're looking forward to that.
Yeah. That should be pretty good. I'm not sure what kind of
tickets
we have.
Hopefully he changes the set list.
I was hoping the same thing. I hope it's not the same as last time.
Yeah. Hopefully he – I would get bored if I was a performer if I didn't change the set list, from time to time. Just add some deeper cuts once in a while.
Yeah. You know what? My buddy Piggy D is now in Marilyn Manson. He's not in Rob Zombie anymore, the bassist.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't ask him about it. But I wanted to. I did see a post where he was like, you know, thank you to this one and that one and this one. You know, I'm now joining Marilyn Manson. But in that post, he did not thank Rob Zombie. So I'm wondering if there's some bad blood there.
It's very possible, you know.
Mm. I mean, that's a glaring omission.
Yeah, he's been with him for a while. So I wondered if something had happened.
So Manson doesn't have his band doesn't go with the – With the model as the first name and the serial killer as the second name?
Not anymore. They used to, I think, right?
All the band members were models like Twiggy,
Twiggy
and
Ramirez.
Marilyn, and then they would have serial killers as their last name, which was a fucking great hook.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, do you remember how fucking the world was on fire. Like he was public enemy number one.
People hated him. They blamed him for Columbine. Yeah. They blamed him for everything.
When that bad credit or that bad press goes away, it's got to be detrimental to your fucking bottom line.
Oh sure.
Yeah.
You want people talking about you regardless, unless it's like they were talking about him recently with his saying he was mentally and physically abusive to his girlfriends and stuff.
He had to quickly fucking, hey, I just removed 3 more ribs.
Right. Hey, everybody.
Forget about all that fucking assault shit.
Yeah.
I could lick my asshole from the front.
I did take a look around though, and because I said to I said to Mary Beth, I was like, none of his charges bother you, you know? And she's like, it's Marilyn Manson. I think there was a lot of like-minded people there.
I don't keep up on it. Was he found guilty or was it?
I don't think so. I think it was just one of those things
statute of limitations
was brought out, and then he sort of like caught some shit for it, but it went away.
Mm.
I will say this though. Go ahead, Q.
No, I was in Manhattan the other day, and there was this girl walked by me. She was young, early, mid-20s, beautiful, wearing a Chris Brown shirt. I was like, wow. I was like, rocking the merch down the block, you know? And if you and he sells out. Like, he's doing great. So I guess there were just people who were like, hey, it's not a concern of mine. I like their music. You know? What are you gonna do? I can't judge Chris Brown listeners, I guess. I don't know.
There's like a whole. I'm looking at the at something at Billboard.com, and it's a whole timeline of the allegations and stuff. What I was gonna say earlier was, I couldn't believe. Now it's not like there were legion, but I saw two kids who are small enough to have binkies. And ride on their parents' shoulders, and then siblings that were probably no older than 4 or 5 at this Marilyn Manson concert, no hearing protection, no like headphones over their ears or anything. And it's just like, I don't know if you think you're the cool parent, but I think people are looking at you like you're the asshole parent.
I mean, you maybe give them the benefit of the doubt. They didn't realize how loud it was going to be.
Yeah. I mean, you're that old and you have kids and you have to have been to a concert before.
It's tough.
Yeah, I don't want to give them the benefit of the doubt. I don't think they deserve it here.
Usually I go with a baggie of earbuds, ear protection, so I could have walked over and given them some if I was there.
Or just like taken license and just stuffed them in the ears like without asking.
Oh, Teddy's getting restless.
Is there a dog under the table?
Yeah, he wants to go home.
Oh, all right.
Oh, boy.
Well,
Teddy's trying to say tell him Steve Dave in dog language. Say it already, asshole.
Tell him Steve Dave.